Well, it's good to see everybody. Good to be back in church. Good to make the effort to come out. And we appreciate that. It's always good to see our brothers and sisters. This was kind of a surprise to me, so I really have everything on my heart. But if you'd stand, let's have a prayer for a moment. Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Father, for your mercy and love. Thankful for gathering again once in your building, Father, with our brothers and sisters. Thankful for the mercy you've extended to us throughout this day. We pray, Father, that you'll be with us this evening in service, God. We look for your presence here, Father. We need to be strengthened by it, Lord. And hopefully there's someone here this evening, Father, that you'll touch their heart and that they could accept you into their life and be saved, Father, from hell. God, we're thankful for your mercy. We pray that you bless us this meeting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Page 40.
Oh,
Thankful to be here. I had Neil reach out to me, ask me if I'd be a fill-in. Got an impression, got a blessing. That's something I need to do. Something I'll share and I'll get out of the way. Go on with the service. Levi mentioned something Sunday night. Just sent during invitation, but said if you're lost, you come to the altar. We'll gather around you. And I've fed off that all week. I love being part of a church that gathers around its lost. It's a blessing to be saved, be in a position where I can feel the Lord and have a burden and be able to pray for those burdens. This time I'll ask you to stand. Ask if there's any unspoken prayer requests. We got any spoken?
Someone that she knew. help her get through this.
Remember that? Nothing else, Sean, you lead us. Ask if anyone has a song or testimony.
Thank God for being here. That's all I can feel already. And Bob just getting up here to touch my heart. One of these days, I want to do that. My soul cries out, oh Lord, how long till my toiling ends and you call me home. Since I caught a glimpse of my home in the sky, nothing in this world keeps me satisfied. Is that the light of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the light of home, it's a welcome sight to me. Seems I can hear the angels sing with harps of gold and a thousand strings. Earth holds no charm when I hear their song. Sweet Beulah land, my home, sweet home. Is that the light of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the light of home, it's a welcome sight to me.
Appreciate that song. Anyone else have a song or testimony?
turn over one of our deacons here.
I'm like Mike. I was glad Brother Money got up. It kind of makes me think of a scripture over in Galatians. I think it's the 9th chapter. And Paul is counseling the new Christians in Galatia. And he states to them, don't grow weary of well-doing. And I thought about, you know, actually what's taking place here tonight. You know, people are willing to get in, and you've heard me use this term, stand in the gap. And I like that. But I think about what our church does. I was thinking about Andrew's grandma and the call that went out to cook for her, or the meal. That's well-doing as far as I'm concerned. You know, we have a lot of ministries in this church, and not all of them's preaching or singing or testifying. But you think about what takes place that sticks out in people's mind. And Terry said before, he's done funerals where the families come back and said it meant so much to us because so-and-so did this or somebody sang, but it stuck with them. And it might have caused them, and in some cases it has caused them to come to church. I thought today about Donnie Duncan's wife, Karen, and the fundraiser they're going to do for her. What a wonderful service. And it's not just about money. It's about fellowship. It's the whole thing about people coming together and showing love for another Christian. We shouldn't grow weary of well-doing. Because you never know what you do, how it might affect somebody. So, I mean, I've even heard people donating food for benefits that help out. And it's wonderful, the things that people are willing to do. And it's not forgotten. So, I'll ask one more time if anybody has a song or a testimony before I look to these preachers. Anybody at all? Sure is good to see everybody. I got a nice crowd. I mean, we say that a lot, but it is a good crowd for Wednesday night. Good to see people making the effort to come out. Anybody with anything on their heart? If not, I see 3 preaching brothers with us. I hope I'm not overlooking anybody. I'll let you men figure out if you have something on your heart or not. Bob's pointing this way. You men? Everything? Levi? Got anything, buddy? Just make sure to pray for Levi. I appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be back in the Lord's house. I think I say this often, but I'm so thankful we got a place to go and get out of this old world. As I knelt down there to pray, I thanked the Lord for my good church and everybody in it. Y'all mean the world to me. I don't know that I'll preach or not, but the Lord just had me thinking about Gideon the last couple of days. Over in Judges, and Gideon, he was just, let me get over here, the Midianites had tried to take over Israel. Lord put Israel in bondage for not listening to him, and y'all just pray, I'll just read a little bit, and probably get out of the way. But Israel was in bondage, and Lord come to Gideon, told him, I got a job for you. You're going to be the one to lead Israel out from the Midianites. And man, Gideon was scared, Andrew. He said, how can I do something like that? I'm the smallest one in my father's house. And he said, Y'all just pray. I'll just read here in the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And that ain't it. And 13th verse. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us, and where be all this, his miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of Midian, or the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And Gideon, he goes on here, and he asked the Lord to show him a sign, if that's what he's supposed to do. And why the Lord, he showed him a sign. He went and cooked a meal for that angel, and the angel, he brought it up with fire. And you keep on going reading in here, and seems like Gideon's trying to make sure that he's the man. He keeps asking for a sign, that's what he wanting them to do. And if you go on through here, the Lord says it's time to go down into the camp, and the Midianites, I'll give them into your hand. But he told him, he said, if you're still scared, go with you a servant down there into that camp. And he goes down in there, and he hears a man telling him of a dream. And that dream, I'll read that here, and I won't be before you long. I just desire your prayers. I've just had this on my mind today. In the 13th verse of the 7th chapter, and when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came into a tent, and smote it, and it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay long. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of the Lord, or sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and the host. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel, saying, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. So the Lord, he'd sent Gideon down there to hear that dream, and it gived him the fuel that he needed to get him amped up and ready to go down there to battle. And I'm thankful that the Lord, he'll do that for you. Why, he'd ask for signs, making sure that was what he wanted him to do. And there, Gideon didn't have to ask for a sign that time, Andrew. The Lord just showed him that he was going to win the battle. And that gave him the fuel that he needed this evening to go down there to battle. And why, they went out there, Andrew, and they went out there with a trumpet in their left hand, I believe it was, and a lantern in their right. And they surrounded that camp, and there was only 300 of them, Carl. And they shined their light, and the Lord, he did the rest. Why, I thought about that. Why, the Lord, he'll help us. He'll give us what we need to do our job. And then he'll do the rest. He'll take care of the rest. So I'm thankful for that. That wasn't a whole lot, but that's just all I had. So I'm thankful to be here.
That was good. Thank you, Levi. Sometimes, and it don't have to be a long story, but sometimes I like, somebody get up and mention where they've been reading, and it gets me interested in reading there. It may be scripture I hadn't been on in a while, so that's helpful to me. I appreciate that, buddy. Any of you other preachers got anything on your heart? Okay. I want to leave and just remind you, leave a few things on your mind when you leave. Our pastor needs our prayers. Linda Stringfield, Joyce Money. I mentioned earlier Karen Duncan. And there's probably many more. I've probably forgot somebody. I shouldn't be starting out like this, but those have been in my heart today. People I've thought about. We have all seen personally what God can do, what prayer can do. So we should certainly lift these up in our prayers, these folks. And if I've missed somebody, somebody wants to mention somebody, I may have missed. There's a lot of sickness out there. But those four stick out in my mind. So, yeah, Joyce Mason, certainly Joyce Mason, absolutely. So, has anybody got anything else on their heart?
Brent's revival over at Lafayette.
Absolutely. Good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Remember Brent Hunter over in Lafayette, his revival. Holly Douglas. Thank you, Linda. Like I say, there's so many. Is there anyone else we need to keep putting before the Lord? Daryl Brooks. Yeah, buddy. Well, and certainly, and I didn't mention it. It was mentioned earlier, the Martin family. Pray for the funeral and pray for that family. That's a big family. So they'll need our prayers. Yeah.
I've never sang it here. I've only sang it one time. But yes, and this may sound kind of like a strange song to sing. I just came to talk with you, Lord. I don't have any special motive in mind. But yesterday I was praying, and that's exactly what I had. Lord, I just came to talk to you. I'm really not asking you for anything right now. I just want to talk with you a little bit. And I'm glad I got a God that's like that. That I can go to and share all my problems when I have problems, ask for help when I need help, but sometimes just talk to him. So pray for me. I didn't come here to ask you for anything. I just came to talk with you, Lord. You've answered a million prayers or more that I forgot to thank you for. So I just came to talk with you, Lord. There'll be heartaches and sorrow and a thousand teardrops may fall. But until I face tomorrow's tasks, I have no special favor to ask. I just came to talk with you, Lord. How many times, Lord, have troubles brought me to my knees? But I just came to talk with you, Lord. Have no special motive in mind. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all the other times. So I just came to talk with you, Lord. Maybe tomorrow there'll be heartache and sorrow and a thousand faithful, but until I face tomorrow's task, I have no special favor to ask. Lord, I just came to talk with you, Lord. Maybe tomorrow there'll be hope. I face tomorrow's tasks. I have no special favor to ask. I just came to talk with you,
that good song. One more thing, I thought about someone else that they'd called Linda and Terry the other day. Remember Liz Buell too. She's going in for some serious treatment, and it's Murphy's daughter. For those of you who don't know who that is, so I want to remember her too. So she thought enough of our church to call and ask for us to pray for her. So that speaks well. So. Anyone else got anything on their heart or on their mind? Anything at all? Been a good service so far. Been good to be here. I'm glad I got to come out. Appreciate that testimony. That's good.